This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD says its commuter rail line from Denver to North Glen and Thornton will open to the public on September 21st. The N line has been delayed for years, but RTD's CEO, Paul Ballard, says it's now nearly ready.
We've reached substantial completion. Parking and platforms are complete. Communication system is complete. Ticket vending machines are being installed.
The agency will have a difficult time funding the train's operation. RTD currently is facing projected revenue losses of more than $1 billion through 2026 because of the coronavirus pandemic. Fort Lewis College in Durango announced layoffs and furloughs this week, but administrators say the budget pain won't be passed on to students. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
12 employees will be laid off next year and 11 employees furloughed. The cut represents 2.5% of the college's budget. That's Fort Lewis's share of millions in state budget cuts to higher education. College president Tom Stridicus.
We took a hard look at what are ways we can reduce the bureaucratic burden on students, make it more simple for them, make our operation more efficient.
On a positive note, enrollment and retention are up. Tuition will stay the same. And officials say students returning in the fall will find every major in class they had before. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
Major League Baseball will play ball again in late July. Team owners and the Players Association agreed Tuesday to protocols to begin a 60-game season. The Denver Post reports that three Colorado Rockies players have tested positive for coronavirus. This is CPR News.